Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Straight in the middle. It's a first down and more. See you later. It's going to be a touchdown for Judkins.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up, and Judkins just burst through there.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, and Yancey in the studio. I don't know, guys, we got anything to talk about today?
Oh, boy.
Probably Yancey's spring break. I don't know where he went, but, Yancey acts like he's still in college and he takes spring break.
My spring break was in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Battle of the Beach. Over 80 high schools, Chuck and Gary, were down there this past week from Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Florida. Big time event. It's a lot of fun.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let me tell you what we're going to do on the program today. John Brady's going to join us. Coach John Brady will be on. We're going to talk about things on the program. And then we'll have Harry Harrison join us at the back end in the second portion of the show.
Spring football starts tomorrow.
Got to get that going. And, of course, good basketball discussion to come up as well with Coach Brady. So we've got that. And, of course, obviously we'll be talking. There is a new men's basketball coach since we last had a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ole Miss women's basketball teams in the Sweet 16. We'll get into those kinds of things and do a little bit of everything on our program today. And already we're brought to you, I better get to the business at hand, right? And that's with First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting the rural communities and agriculture. They give you the guidance to that financial journey. It is First South Farm Credit. All right, Yancey, I'm going to give you a little extended time here, right? We've got your five things, Outback Steakhouse, and our good buddy Steve Grantham. There are nine different locations of Mississippi and Tennessee that he operates, and they bring the five thoughts.
Thought number one, congrats to Coach O for taking the women's program to the first Sweet 16 appearance since 2007. Last year, she broke through by grabbing a large bid in the NCAA. This season, she took it to the next level by getting to the Sweet 16 with a path to make it to the Final Four. Get ready to open up your checkbook, Keith. The suitors will be lengthy and short order. Thought number two, the hiring Chris Beard gives Ole Miss the best trio of head coaches of the Big Three in Ole Miss history. Yes, I said history, Chucky. Kudos to Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce for the jobs they have done. As we all know, athletics is an integral part of any university. I suspect you will see record enrollment numbers as a result. Thought number three, speaking of Beard, retaining Ole Miss's two top 100 signees in Jordan Burks and Rashad Marshall, along with retaining Brakefield, Ruffin, and Caldwell, is huge for the immediate success for the program. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed he will retain Abram, Morrell, and Ewan. If he does, I suspect you will see Ole Miss's name called next year's on Selection Sunday. Thought number four, the 0-4 record last week in baseball simply stunk. Yes, we knew this could happen on the road in the early part of the SEC schedule to a quality team like Vandy due to the number of freshman pitchers they are depending on, but I simply didn't like how the offense competed. But before some of you decide to throw in the towel, I'm seeing some development from the youngsters on the mound. Guys like Sam Tukian, Braden Jones, JT Quinn, Grayson Sanye, Mason Morris, and Cole Ketchum are developing right under our eyes, whether some can see it or not. These freshmen should become sophomores by tourney time. And as we all know, everything comes down to how well you're performing at the end of the season, not the start. The last thought of the day, I suspect all of the hoopla over the QB race after signing day will be all for naught. I said it then, and I'll say it again. This is Jackson Dart's team. Having said that, I keep hearing really good things about freshman QB Walker Howard. If Dart has a year, I suspect he will this season, he could go pro. That will leave Walker with 3 years to lead the program.
All right, our text message line already has a couple of women's basketball questions, a baseball, and a men's basketball question to get into. But it is open, and we'll take more at 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. So we will get into that. And in our program, again, we'll read those text messages a little bit later on. We'll have an injury report to get to. We'll also have some SEC news, which will include basketball teams in the NCAA tournament, the SEC baseball honorees, of which Ole Miss will see one of those this weekend on Friday night. We'll run into all of those kinds of things, and we'll have Chuck's Good, Bad, and Ugly. So we found out how his spring break went. Mine included four Memphis Grizzlies games, so I was in the garage in front of a microphone a lot. What was yours?
I took my grandson to see the Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors Saturday night.
Yeah?
He's a big Steph Curry fan, and by the time we left there, he was a big Grizzly fan.
You know, it can get that way for you.
He bought a Bane jersey.
Did he? Yeah. Dez.
Well, let's say that I bought a Bane jersey.
Gary, you can't hide money. He's taking them to Denver for the All-Star game. Games. Yeah. Grizzlies. Goodness gracious, what the kind of money he's made since I left him.
All right, we'll come back and we'll have our first guest, Coach John Brady, is going to be on the program. I'm with Big Money and Mr. Spring Break. We'll be back in a moment.
When you think car, we want you to think Cannon. Whether you're in the market for gas, hybrid, or electric vehicles, our team has got you covered. We're invested in your future and in seeing that you have the experience you deserve, even after you get your car. Pre-order or bring home a new Chevrolet Silverado or a Chevrolet pre-owned vehicle from Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Chevrolet, find your road.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care. Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It is the Cannon Motors, the Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary. Chuck is here, as is Yancey. As we sit in studio and we're watching the Texas and Louisville women's basketball game, the Ole Miss women's team could match up with their old friend Vic Schaefer, who was at Mississippi State for a while, and Texas in the Sweet 16, if Texas gets the win in that one. All right, let's get into this because I'm excited about this conversation we're about to have with the coach, John Brady, who's on the line with us. Coach, welcome to the program.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Well, you seem to be a resident expert on Chris Beard, and we're certainly glad to have him. I know when I talked to you last week, John, I asked him the question using your phrase. You said Chris Beard likes structured freedom. I thought that was a fantastic phrase, and he liked it too, by the way.
Well, you know, I got to know him when he was at Little Rock. I knew of him, and then when I was at Arkansas State, he and I played a couple of games against each other, and we got to be good friends. And then when he took a job. He had two jobs in 6 months. He took the Vegas job, I believe. Then he left to go to Texas Tech. So my best returning player at Samford started for him his first year at Texas Tech. And I went down there and spent the weekend with him and really got to know him pretty well. I like him. I'm sure Ole Miss has vented everything they need to vent. Chris Carter's taking it up the flagpole and talking to Chris and people around him. They feel comfortable with what they've done in terms of researching that part of the equation. But from the basketball coaching side of it, I don't think there's a better coach in the country in all phases of it. He can recruit it. He can coach it. He can manage it. They certainly are going to defend it and rebound it. And players like playing for him. When I was around him 3 or 4 days in Lubbock, players really like him. Now, he's going to coach them, but he's got a fine line where he coaches them hard. But they certainly enjoy playing for him because he does a lot of things with them off the floor as well. So I think it's a slam dunk hire for Ole Miss, and you guys all know this, that Kermit Davis is one of my good friends, and he and I have known each other for years. And in fact, I was a GA for his father at Mississippi State. That's how far my relationship goes back with him. But Kermit's an excellent coach. Chris Beard will be a good fit for Ole Miss, and I think it's an excellent hire.
Well, talk about his style, John. What can we expect as fans to see out of one of his Rebel teams?
Well, I think the first thing you're going to notice is how hard they play and the plan they have to guard defensively. And then on the offensive end, certainly like any team, any coach, any school, he's going to want to turn them over or get it off the glass quick and run it up the floor and try to get the best shot possible. But on the other end of that, they're going to run excellent half-court offense, a motion offense where they have priority of shooters, and they're going to drive the ball, try to get to the foul line. That's something he believes in. But it's also going to be what I referred to as he has structure, but he has freedom within the structure so the players can feel like they can make a play on their own when they see the opportunity arise. And I think that's outstanding coaching, and I think that's what Chris Beard is.
Well, we're looking at mostly a man-to-man type situation on defense, yeah. Or is he multiple?
Yeah, he's going to play a man-to-man defense, get on the hop side, the high side, on the wings, force everything to the baseline, have tremendous help from the weak side, and if the ball is skipped on the dribble drive to the goal, he's going to X out and have tremendous closeouts on the weak side. But he's going to put a lot of ball pressure on the other team. They're going to be on the high side and force them baseline and support the dribble drive with tremendous help. So it's going to be a different type of defense, but certainly one that the fans are going to enjoy watching play. And you can't play that type of style unless you play extremely hard and you have a tremendous amount of discipline in guarding. And guarding is one thing, but being to defend well without fouling is a whole different game, and that's where coaching comes in. And you're certainly going to see that on that end of the floor.
John, like you said earlier in this interview, you said he's good from every angle. And that's what I took away from the press conference, that the guy just gets it. He gets it, everything about, including fundraising, meeting the public, being out in the community, getting to know people in the community, in Rebel Nation, besides the basketball stuff.
Yeah, he's going to do all that. Let me give you an example of how Chris Beard gets it, and that's exactly what I said. I had announced I was going. This is my last year of coaching when I was at Arkansas State, I guess six years ago now, and we played them twice. We were able to beat them in Jonesboro, but we came to their place, and their team was really good that year, really, really good. And so he knew that was my last game to coach in the regular season in Little Rock, playing UALR. Well, before the game, his manager, all the teams are out there warming up. Before the game, his manager comes to the locker room, knocks on the door, and he says, "Coach Brady," it was a Nike box, shoe box, wrapped in tape. And he said, "Coach Beard wanted me to give you this since this was your last game to coach." Well, I said, I thought to myself, like, I need another pair of shoes. I opened it up, and it was a fifth of Belvedere vodka. He had called my assistants and asked my preference of vodka, and he sent that to me. So after the game, UALR beat us. I took the fifth of vodka to the press conference, put it on the podium, and I said, "Let me tell you something about your head coach here. I don't know how many games he's going to win, which I think is going to be a bunch. I don't know how long you can keep him here, but let me tell you, he gets it. He sent the old coach a fifth of vodka on my last game to coach. This guy's going places." That's a true story.
Coach, I'm liking this guy already. That is a great story. You know, you look at Coach Beard's history and the way he's been able to turn it around so quickly, whether it's at Little Rock or Texas Tech or Texas, he takes them straight to the tournament and wins games in the tournament. And this started really before the portal. How has he been able to do that? And do you expect him to do that at Ole Miss?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you look at his track record, and, you know, he hasn't been at easy places to win. I mean, where he started and where he's come to, he's never been in an easy place. So he knows how to find players and identify players, and he can recruit because players like him. For some reason, he's got a way about him that players like, and he's going to coach him and coach him hard, coach him well. But at the end of the day, they're going to enjoy and love playing for him, and you're going to see that right off the bat and very soon. But, you know, with the portal now and those type of situations, and I'm sure in the negotiation of a contract at the high major level now, one of the important criteria is what NIL money do you have and what can we work with? And certainly I'm sure that's in the conversation because that has a lot to do with the transfer portal and the type of players you get. But I know he's going to hire good staff. He's always hired good people around him. He allows them to coach. But certainly from a recruiting standpoint, he's going to identify what he needs to the type of style he likes to play. And I think you're going to see that show up like it's been in other places that he's coached. It's going to show up pretty quickly.
Hey, John, we got about 1 minute to break. We really appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Kevin. What about
Al Pekins? They're being reunited. They were together at Texas Tech, and when Al was here at Ole Miss with Andy Kennedy, I thought our big men were better than they'd ever been. You know much about Al?
I know Al because Al worked for Kermit at Middle Tennessee, and he's a solid guy, an excellent coach. He's a good person. And he's another indication that Chris Beard's going to hire good people and people that he knows and he can trust. And Al certainly fits that category.
Hey, man, thank you for being on, and I hope you enjoyed that bottle of Belvedere. You're probably on another bottle by now, aren't you?
Several.
Hey, buddy, thank you a lot. Always great talking to you.
Thanks, Coach. Right. Really appreciate it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. I'm putting in a request, Yancey. We need him back for a longer amount of time.
I've heard more stories from AK and Kermit, everybody. This guy's a true character.
Great stuff. Coach John Brady with us. When we come back, text messages from 426-1093. 426-1093. We've got a host of those plus some injuries to get to next. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Registered representatives offer securities through Security America, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. The Farese Group, LLC, and Securities America Companies are separate entities.
Big Delta Power Sports on Cracker Barrel Drive in Batesville celebrates 20 years in business this year. Check out the great selection now of major brands like Honda, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and Kawasaki, featuring the most fun off the road and on the road. Motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Zero-turn mowers. Plus, you'll find generators by Honda and Polaris. And Big Delta is your steel power equipment dealer. Celebrating 20 years in business, whether it's work or play. Big Delta Power Sports in Batesville.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. House cleaning is just one of those things you gotta do. But life is busy, and the great folks at Brittany's Cleaning Services understand that and are here to help. They provide professional cleaning services for residential, commercial, and rental properties. Reliable, honest, experienced cleaners with affordable pricing. Servicing Olive Branch, Tupelo, Water Valley, Bruce, Holly Springs, Pontotoc, Oxford, Taylor, New Albany, South Haven, Senatobia, and Batesville. Call for more information at 662-202-8868 and follow them on social media. That's Brittany's Cleaning Services, LLC.
The insurance adjuster is never going to tell you everything you need to know to get a fair settlement. They're playing a high-stakes game of poker and hiding information from you, hoping you will take as little as possible for your injury claim. I'm attorney Robert Wilson. If you want someone who will fight to maximize your settlement and save you money, call my law office, 662-533-9111. Or visit us on the web at wegetjustice.com. There's no fee unless we collect.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, from the great conversation with Coach Brady, we'll do text messages and your injury report, then we'll get Harry Harrison on to talk with us as well. 426-1093 is the number, and we'll chat with them. First one I'm going to go with is baseball, Yancey, and I'll come to you, and that was, do you think the freshman Ole Miss pitchers will develop in time to give Ole Miss a shot for a postseason tournament? We've played the first SEC weekend, and we're already out of the postseason.
I do. You know, you look at what transpired this weekend. It was the hitting that went a slump, but the pitchers, they were going in the fifth inning without giving up anything. Two of them had no hitters over the weekend, Sonia and Rivas. So, yes, I see some development already taking place. it's just happening at the wrong time. Then the bats go cold and the middle relievers, right, gave up some runs. But, yes, I do think they're getting better and better, and people aren't noticing it because of the scores this past weekend. But growth is already taking place.
I think everything went wrong this past weekend.
Gosh, yeah.
Vanderbilt threw three left-handers at you. Defensively, they were good. They hit anybody that you threw up there eventually once they got that second or third
look. All right, so listen to these stats.
Okay.
27-4 runs.
Yes.
36-13 hits.
Yes.
4 errors to 0 errors for Vandy over the weekend.
Correct.
14 bases on balls for the Rebels, 4 for Vandy. Mm-hmm. That's how you get your butt spanked.
That's
right. That doesn't even take into fact the number of hits that Vandy took away from Ole Miss. I mean, they made some spectacular plays.
They did. They did.
Robin home runs, doubles. That third baseman was absolutely dynamite. You know, Vandy's very, very good.
All right. Pitching definitely good.
Well, Chuck, I believe they had 14 home runs coming into that weekend. Ole Miss had, I believe, 32, and they hit in the last 5 games, I believe they hit like 11. So they're coming around. Their bats are coming around. And when you've got that kind of pitching staff, they're going to go a long
way. Because they were hitting 250 as a team coming
into
the weekend.
I believe the worst in the SEC.
They're worst in the SEC.
Yeah.
So those numbers are alarming. They do stand out. And if you know, if you were listening on Super Talk stations earlier today, Coach B was talking with Richard about those things, right? Now you get tomorrow against Arkansas Pine Bluff, and then – a little bit later on, I'll tell you who the first starter is.
They get a team like Arkansas Pine Bluff just to get some rhythm again offensively.
Yancey's way more astute about baseball than I am, but I don't see the development yet. I want to see more out of these freshmen. I mean, Sonia, he mentioned Sonia. Sonia gave up 9 hits in 4 innings.
Yeah.
That's getting shelled pretty good.
It's the second time through that's getting them.
Yeah.
Like, it's the second time through. So you've got to start pitching backwards, or you got to start figuring it out, right? What I can use, what I can't use, or change it up some second time through.
It's usually the fifth inning. You know, he's going through the first 4 innings, and he's get through it. Whereas beginning, Chuck, he wasn't even getting to the first second inning.
That's true.
Then he got third. Now it's fourth. Is gradually, slowly getting up there.
He needs to speed up his time clock.
All right,
but that will
not
get
just
up.
Him,
that
not
will
just
that
him.
Will get up by the end of the year. Hopefully, where he can go 6, right?
Yeah.
Instead of having that one inning. You know, where he gives up 6-7 runs, maybe he gives up 2 or 3 runs.
And I will say this.
Leaves you in the ballgame.
Saturday, we do a 1-hour show before Kellum and Brad come on. And I gave the statistics. Vanderbilt had 11 guys that pitched for them last year. Last year. Mm-hmm. Pitched. 3 of their top 4 strikeout guys returned. You saw all of them this weekend. 64% of their innings. It was all back. Ole Miss has Hunter Elliott, not pitching, Jack Doherty, and Mason Nichols.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's it.
No,
so they've got to grow. Unfortunately, I think the term that coach used was getting beat up while we grow up. And I think you're going to deal with that a little bit. And then just hope it does come around so they can make that.
And it doesn't
postseason.
Get any easier this weekend with Florida.
No, it does not.
But it's at home. And I think that's really, really important.
How many players do you think Coach Beard will bring from former stops?
Oh, no. There's no way of knowing what he's going to do as far as his roster structuring. There's no.
I think the first thing he had to do, right, and he's out. We assume doing stuff now was keep the
two
incomers.
Yeah.
Amari Abram, Brakefield, and guys that have already announced that they may want to transfer. He's got to recruit what he wants to off
exactly.
What's here. He's got to go recruit the guys that
sign,
and
which
then
he's done.
Now he's out doing the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there's one name, Arterio Morris, who was the number one point guard in last year's class, a 5-star guard out of Dallas, really, really close with Beard. And I think what Abram finally decides, if he stays, that might cause a little logjam there at point guard. But I don't think
he's not
Abram,
a point guard.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I don't think Abram's a natural point guard. I think he's a shooting guard, and so that might not really have an effect. But that's the one name I keep hearing over and over is Arterio Morris, who was the number one point guard in the country last year out of high school.
All right, we went long on those, so let's get the injury report. By the way, that was brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with the injuries, Chuck.
Well, hopefully we're going to see Hunter Elliott back sometime in about a month.
Yeah.
And Maddox as well. Those will certainly be two big pieces to the pitching thing. They're both out with Maddox is rehabbing from Tommy John, and Elliott's just resting from a strained ligament. In football, we were reporting on three website that quarterback Spencer Sanders has not thrown any, but we're hearing now coming out of the Manning Center that he probably will throw starting tomorrow, so we'll see that. Wide receiver Quay Davis is out with an injury, as is offensive lineman Jeremy James, possibly tight end Casey Kelly, possibly defensive end Jack Brown, possibly defensive end Cedric Johnson, Jaden Williams, offensive lineman, and offensive lineman Micah Pettis. We don't know yet whether they're going to be out or not, but they had off-season surgeries and stuff like that. Tight end Hudson Wolf, who's been sidelined for a long time with a back injury, might be making a comeback bid this spring.
All right, we'll come back with Harry Harrison on the other side to talk more of that in just a moment.
You can't break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Big Delta Power Sports on Cracker Barrel Drive in Batesville celebrates 20 years in business this year. Check out the great selection now of major brands like Honda, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and Kawasaki, featuring the most fun off the road and on the road. Motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Zero-turn mowers. Plus, you'll find generators by Honda and Polaris. And Big Delta is your steel power equipment dealer. Celebrating 20 years in business, whether it's work or play, Big Delta Power Sports in Batesville.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
When you think car, we want you to think Cannon. Whether you're in the market for gas, hybrid, or electric vehicles, our team has got you covered. We're invested in your future and in seeing that you have the experience you deserve, even after you get your car. Pre-order or bring home a new Chevrolet Silverado or a Chevrolet pre-owned vehicle from Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Chevrolet, find your road.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It's time for the Game Day Outlook, brought to you by the Farese Group, our partners in retirement for nearly two decades of expertise in helping investing with retirees and distributing those savings. The Farese Group continues to provide the clients with unparalleled level of service and delivered results. Give them a call at 1-877-327-3735, and we bring in our buddy Harry Harrison. It's been a minute. How you doing, my friend?
What's going on, guys? Feels like it's November, getting ready to play the Egg Bowl, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. 25 when I woke up this morning. That's real. Yeah. Yeah.
Freeze warning this morning will be at 80 by Thursday, so it's
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, the good news is spring training starts tomorrow, so we'll have something else to talk about, right?
Absolutely. So let's talk about it a little bit, Harry. What are some of the things you're going to be looking for in your observations of this team?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about quarterback battle, of course, Chuck, but being an old defensive back, I'm excited about the new coaching staff we got lined up over on the D side. And so I'm looking to see alignments and some guys that can play. I'm tired of seeing five guys in the box and getting run over every game.
Thank you.
And no pressure on the quarterback. So I'm counting on Pete Golan to bring a new scheme and being a new sheriff in town to bring some pressure on quarterback. So that's what I'm looking forward to. See who we got to plug in up front, see who our linebackers are going to be. And then I think we've got some guys in the secondary with a lot of snaps, a lot of gains. We got some veterans back there. We got to mix and match some younger guys, but I think we got the talent to be able to do that. So I don't think Pete's going to use five or six defensive backs like we have in the past. I think four and five will probably be the max. So maybe we need more linebackers than we do DBs, but that time will tell about them. That's what I'm excited about seeing. And, of course, you know, we got some new wide receivers that transferred in here, and I hear good things about the young man out of Louisiana Tech that came in. His name's Trey Harris. Hadn't seen any of these guys. Hopefully we'll see them this week sometime. But anyway, he's supposed to be a really good player out of came out of Lafayette, Louisiana Tech. So anxious to see what he brings to the table. Then we got some young guys at that position too, Chuck, you know, from last year. Some freshmen that I think got a lot of ability and just couldn't break in just because hadn't been there long enough, didn't have the experience to do that. But we bring some veterans back out wide. So it's all good. You know, I can't – Dayton Wade and, of course, you know, several of those guys that Dayton was a walk-on, and how well he turned out to be, number 19, from a kick returner to a slot receiver. So a lot of guys there. We just, you know, got number one, you got to find the signal caller and the guy who's going to pull the trigger. And then, you know, Chuck, it's going to be interesting to see if our new coach Garrison, our offensive line coach, sees things through the same lens as the old ex-line coach. See if he shakes that offensive line up some. I know we got some guys hurt up there, so maybe it's going to be some missing people in practice. But it's going to be interesting to see if Garrison saw the same thing as our ex-offensive line coach did.
Well, I think it's you know, it's never good that you've got injuries, but there is a silver lining in that cloud that you get to see more of Victor Kern, a transfer guy. You know, and some of these younger guys like Cushman. I hear that Sanders, the signee that's here at midterm, has really done well in the offseason in the weight room, and he's got potential to play. And you got Cam East and Cedric Nicely. There's a lot of young guys that need looking to, you know, in spring. And it probably wouldn't have gotten the looks if Jeremy James and Michael Pettis and Jaden Williams and those guys were 100% healthy.
That's true. That's very true. You obviously, going into fall camp, you want to have that starting five in tandem. And that's the thing about young guys playing that positions. There's not many Terrence Metcalfs in the world. He was the last great guy. He and Laramie Tunsil that started as a true freshman and really picked that offensive line up. You just don't find those guys very often that are able to pick it up as a young freshman. So it'll be interesting to see how they mesh. But some of the guys you mentioned were freshmen last year. Of course, didn't play any games, but they got a lot of practice. So they will have that's a hard position, as you know, Chuck, to get five guys. It's almost like a little ballet, and you got to have all five on the same page. But, you know, we'll see as spring wears on. I think that's a good – you've made a great point, is that we got plenty of people to look at, lots of bodies to look at with a brand-new offensive line coach. So it'll be interesting to see how the spring unfolds.
You know, one of the real intriguing positions to me, Harry, is tight end. When you brought in Priestcorn, who I understand is really taking control out there in off-season workouts. Michael Triggs back. Casey Kelly's hurt, but, you know, we know what he can do. And you got Kieran Heath, who was a freshman last year that showed some promise. And, yep. And I'm getting reports that Hudson Wolf may be making a big comeback this spring. So what a great-looking position that could be.
Well, it could be all of a sudden that it was a weakness middle of the season on last year. It could turn out to be a real positive. You're right. It'd be interesting to see if that young man is able to practice. Hadn't even seen him practice now in about a year and a half. So Hudson Wolf came in with a lot of four-star accolades, but has been hurt ever since. So I think he had a back surgery his senior year in high school, missed his entire season, and just has never healed. So Let's hope it's healed not only for him but for the Ole Miss Nation. Hopefully get to see the young man out on the field.
But I understand this Priestcorn transfer from Memphis has really got the look of a prototypical tight end. Runs better than they anticipated. 6'5", 260 pounds. Very experienced. You know, already shaving twice a day. you know, so I like those kind of guys.
Well, I do too. I do too. You mentioned number 13, Karen Heath, who came in last year as a true freshman, Chuck, and really, I thought in fall camp, really outdid himself. Never did play a lot, just, you know, didn't quite pick up the scheme, but I think he's got a lot of potential also. And then you signed a kid that's going to be in here, Javonte Connor, who's I think he's already here, tight end, 6'4", and about 225, freshman. Still should be going to the proms to the start of spring football at Ole Miss, but that's a good thing to have some of those young guys that got in here and get another spring under the belt before the season.
We talked about that offensive line, and you and I, Harry, even though you play defensive back, you understand the importance of those trench guys. On the defensive line, you got Jared Ivey and Cedric Johnson and J.J. Pegues, Xavier Harris coming back, but they can't do it by themselves. We got to develop some depth there.
No doubt about that, Chuck. I really wish we had Tywon Malone over here practicing this spring. You know, he's got a big bat, but just not playing much baseball. I think if he's got a future at the next level, it's certainly going to be football, not baseball. But, you know, it'd be nice to get him over there and get him in the mix. But, yeah, you got to find some backup guys. And when you start looking, I mean, we got the transfer in, Joshua Harris, defensive tackle, came in here from North Carolina State. It's a big-looking kid. I haven't seen any of them. Maybe you have. But he comes in with a bunch of accolades. So let's hope that he can be one of those guys, because you're going to need eight guys up there that can play, whether you line up with three and a stand-up linebacker or where you go with four-down linemen. Regardless, you got to have a lot of depth up there. Cedric Johnson, is he's banged up, isn't he, Chuck? Is he going to be?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's going to be able to do in spring. He's rehabbing off of shoulder surgery, so probably not much.
Well, we know what he can do. I mean, we know he's the best guy we got up there, and I think injury certainly hampered his season a year ago. Didn't get quite to the level we had hoped and thought he would be, but injuries played a big part of that. But got to get pressure on that quarterback. And so if we line up with three down linemen and a stand-up linebacker, they call it a jack linebacker. I don't know if that's what we'll call him here. That's what Pete called him over at Alabama. So we'll see. Signed a JUCO kid, Chuck, to play that position, named Jameer Lewis. Comes from down in South Mississippi. Played at Macomb High School in 1 year, Southwest Mississippi Community College. And he's supposed to be the real deal, so let's hope it turns out that way.
You know, Harry, what I'm really looking at this year, and specifically the spring, is the linebacker play last year. While it wasn't just atrocious, we still got – Ole Miss still got run on a lot. Maybe it was because it's the five-man front, but they've got to pick that up unless you're going to have those All-American guys up front. And I'm really interested to see how Baptist and Montgomery do to take the place of Keys and Brown. You know, that is really the focal point to me. Obviously, the safeties that are coming in, the three corners that we spoke about, you know, a little bit earlier today, Harry, that's another big point, you know, with Miles Battle and Breedlove and, you know, those guys leaving this past year along with
Igbinosin,
right? So those really, you know, Those the corner and the linebacker are the biggest spots to me, and I want to see the depth there at running back. I know, you know, that Judkins can't do it all himself, and then obviously the high school guy Vicario can't come in until in May. So really, but that linebacker spot, that's really going to tell a lot where this defense is going to go next year. What do you think about that?
Well, I have to agree with that. Of course, you know, what you want those defensive linemen to do is keep those offensive line guys off the linebackers where they can clean things up and make those tackles. Obviously, the way we lined up this past year with those three-down linemen, we didn't get that done very often. So our two linebackers were fighting off big 300-pound offensive linemen trying to make tackles. But we kind of set the standard pretty high the year before with Chance Campbell and the other Robinson. Weak side backer who both wound up in the league. So we didn't quite come back with that kind of talent, I don't think, Yancey, and certainly not leadership as we got with Chance Campbell. But I think we've got some prospects now. 23, who had his moments last year, certainly Kari Coleman certainly is a guy that we're going to count on. And then, you know, is it time for our guy from down in Louisville, Mississippi, Ashanti Sistrunk, is it time for him to step in and be the starter? Or one of these portal guys. And you mentioned a couple of the portal guys, Monty Montgomery and Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste. You know, is one of those guys going to step in? Or will it be this Jameer Lewis or one of the younger guys? I tell you a guy that I like last year, guys. He didn't get to play because he was a freshman. But in a uniform, he's one of those guys you want to get off the bus pretty early. His name is Tyler Banks.
Yes, sir.
Blackstone, Virginia. He looks like an SEC linebacker in a uniform. So
no doubt.
I'm counting on him to step it up. And I think, Yancey, I feel pretty good about the secondary. Obviously, DeAndre Prince at one corner. And then Jamari Walton, I believe is his name. Zamari Walton. Starts with a Z. He's transferred in from Georgia Tech. I think he could be a factor.
That's big time.
But we've got some backup guys that played a lot last year. You know, in that group, it's of Trey Washington and Markevious Brown and DeMarco Williams. You know, we've got some guys there. Trey Washington is a safety, of course, but Markevious Brown played quite a bit, number 28, and then DeMarco Williams didn't play that much. But we also got number 22. His name is Jarrell Stinson came in and didn't get to play that much. But those guys were out there. Special teams got a lot of reps and So one of those guys got to step up without a doubt. I think the Saunders guy we signed from Miami of Ohio, I think they're going to plug him in at safety to start with. But he came in as a corner, big body at about 6'3". So we'll see. I think that's what the spring is for, to flush those guys through and see who's going to be the starters, or at least get an idea coming out. But, you know, Yancey, I'm just excited about the new staff and Pete Golden being the new sheriff in town.
Me too.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you coming on and being with us tonight, giving us some good stuff. We'll be back in touch.
Thank you, Harry.
I'll be over there and check it out in a day or two. We'll talk again.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Time for a little SEC news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. Van Atkins guarantees full satisfaction and value with your money. And as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. In the men's basketball championship, Sweet 16 is set. Alabama takes on San Diego State on Saturday. Tennessee gets Florida Atlantic and a chance to get to the Elite Eight in that game on Friday. And Arkansas, with Coach Musselman taking off his shirt and standing up and showing all that stuff off, gets UConn on Friday. So those are the men's teams that are still going on. Tennessee's winning by 30 in the women's tournament, so the top four teams will make it into the Sweet 16. South Carolina, Ole Miss, LSU, and Tennessee on the women's side have made it. And can I give a shout-out to Lance Lynn? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Team USA.
What a performance.
He has started twice for Team USA and 1-0. The bullpen kind of blew the game against Venezuela. Then they got the grand slam to win it. They'll be in the championship game. They play either Japan or Mexico, who is currently playing, and they're scoreless in about the third inning there. So I just thought it was great.
That event is just see blown that big, up.
Yeah.
Who's he with now?
White Sox. He's with Chicago.
Is this his third team?
He's been with the Rangers. Been with the Cardinals. He's been with the White Sox and Minnesota for a brief time.
Very briefly.
Is he still a starter?
He did not like the cold, but he's still.
He's still a very effective starter.
Big boy, too.
Big boy.
He's a big boy, too.
I believe he made the All-Star team last year.
He's been there for sure. And so it's been fun to watch. And I know they've missed some spring training. And I know people are talking about injuries to the Mets closer now. Tuve taking one off the thumb. To see the guys from the different countries, especially like Wainwright saying last night, what an honor it is to wear USA to play with these guys and to represent the country and what they're doing, and to have someone we know in Lance Lynn on that team, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just growing, that event, how much it means to these foreign countries. You just see their fans going nuts. It's a really cool thing to watch.
Kind of like the World Cup in soccer or the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, it's getting there. I mean, it is getting there. It really is. The intensity and how intense these players are is something else to watch.
Well, you got teams like Cuba and Venezuela. They want to prove, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Japan.
I mean, you can't get a seat over there in Japan.
Like the guy that started for Japan, he was just drafted in one of the teams in Japan. He's got a complete game, 19 strikeout, perfect game, right? We'll learn this guy tonight and then probably in Major League Baseball in the future. There's guys you don't know of that are playing.
Two of the guys pitching for Japan last game in the semis, they were throwing 102 and 103 miles an hour.
And then they got Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, it's tremendous. All right, we'll come back and we'll finish this thing up here in just a few.
Man, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat at a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Look good and feel good this new year by stopping by Great Scott at 4400 Old Ken Road in Jackson. Check out the great sale items they have going on now, plus new merchandise arriving daily. They've been voted top 50 men's clothing store by Esquire magazine, and they also offer a full-service old-fashioned barbershop, and their hours are 9:30 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays. Make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well. Serving you for over 55 years, that's Great Scott at 4400 Old Ken Road in Jackson. Employers, are you paying too much for your group health insurance? If so, call Brad Camp with Morgan White Group. Brad can show our proprietary premium saver plan, which could save you as much as 18 to 20% on your group health insurance premium. Brad can also show you our employee needs too, offering human resource guidance, payroll solutions, 401k retirement plans, and senior services. Morgan White Group is your largest, solely dedicated health and payroll insurance agency in the state of Mississippi, servicing all of your health, dental, vision, and life insurance needs. Call Brad Camp at 662-259-5552.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Ole Miss.
Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Go to finish things up in today's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment, the Grove Collective. You just heard a message across the state and in Memphis about that, trying to help Ole Miss student athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. What we got in that recruiting world?
Yeah, these are all guys, transfer portal guys and hoops that have reported that Beard has been in contact with. One of them is his former player that we spoke about earlier, Artario Morse, 6'3", freshman point guard. He was the number one point guard in the class of 2022. Florida shooting guard and former top 100, top 50 prospect, Carice Reeves. He is a 6'6", rising sophomore that averaged 8.5 points and 2.6 rebounds. Butler combo guard Jaden Taylor is a 6'3 guard. He's out of Indianapolis. He started 44 of 54 games while he was there at Butler. He averaged 12.9 points and led Butler in free throws with 97 and was named second team all-conference. Wolford Ford, B.J. Mack, a guy that I like because he has size, 6'8", 245. He'll be a fifth-year senior next year. I love those older guys. 16.7 points, 8.6 rebounds, and 1.2 assists, and 2.7 blocks a year. He's already 22 years old, and he shoots 42% from three-point line and 84% from the free throw line. That's the guy that I'm really keeping my eyes on, Chucky. I like those guys that can barely fit through the door that can shoot. Vanderbilt small forward Miles Stute, Coach Beard has been in contact with. He's a 6'7", rising senior, another older guy, Chucky. Averaged 8 points this past season. He led the SEC from three-point line, shooting 43.6%. Love that stat as well. Minnesota grad transfer Talon Cooper has been in contact with Coach Beard. He's a 6'3 point guard, a lot of point guards. He started all 31 games for the Gophers, averaged 9.8 points, and led the Big Ten in assists at 6.8 assists per game. That's the second most in Minnesota school history. A couple football tidbits. Fred Clark out of Winona, a 6'2", 245-pound middle linebacker, committed to Ole Miss over Mississippi State in the 24 class. Really big commitment for Ole Miss. As we all know, the state of Mississippi is loaded in this year's class. Ole Miss has two guys coming in tomorrow. They're four stars, both of them, a pair of four stars out of Pine Bluff. One of them that has been here several times, and defensive tackle Charleston Collins. Another one, wide receiver Courtney Crutchfield. Charleston Collins is a big-time want for Ole Miss. We just spoke about his older brother earlier and Caden Princeton, but his younger brother, his younger brother is out of Michigan. He's a four-star tight end. Brady Precorn, who we just spoke about, is narrowed it down to Alabama, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Tennessee. Chucky, he's already 6'5", 225, and he's rated the number four tight end in the country. So that could be a big get for the Rebels, getting his older brother, Caden. Four-star Ole Miss quarterback commit Damon Williams will be spending the weekend in Oxford this weekend with four-star tight end Caleb Odom out of Carrollton, Georgia. Chucky, Caleb is 6'6", and he caught 64 passes for 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns this past year. That is pretty big time. Some baseball tidbits. Three of the Ole Miss signees in this class were named first-team All-Americans by Perfect Games. Xander Muith, 6'6", 210-pound prospect, signed with Ole Miss in the fall. Then Oxford Cooper Pratt, who we've had it in here, he's a 6'4", 210-pound shortstop. And then lastly, Oxford Campbell Smithwick, catcher, 6', 195-pound catcher, and I've been watching him every game. He plays with my son, big-time catcher. He's got the strongest high school arm I've ever seen. So that's it.
All right. Now for the music and the good, bad, and ugly with our friends Big Delta Power Sports, located at 155 Cracker Barrel Drive in Batesville. Chuck, finish us up.
Well, first of all, though, Louisville's leading Texas at half, 37-23 in the women's, and that's going to be Ole Miss's next opponent, either Louisville or Texas. Looks like right now Louisville.
Okay.
The good, since we were last on the air, Keith Carter and Chancellor Glenn Boyce have made what I think is a great hire in bringing in Chris Beard on board to run the men's basketball program. I got to admit to being a bit skeptical about Chris until he was interviewed by the press, and he answered every question head on about the incident that got him dismissed at Texas. The guy's a winner, folks. Write it down. We'll be quickly relevant in men's basketball under Beard. Beard has hired Al Pinkins to come in with him. Pinkins was an assistant under Andy Kennedy here and was with Beard at Texas Tech when the Red Raiders went to the NCAA championship game. Great hire. Lady Rebel, shocker of the NCAA tournament, beating Stanford. The bad, baseball in Nashville. What more is there to say?
I would say that was ugly.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Bad and ugly.
All right, last text message came in while we were doing all that. Need another Raheem Lockhart, says J.R. of Sochobe. Those dudes don't come along very often, but you're right. We could use one of those.
Chucky Gary, prediction, Ole Miss 3-1 this week. Takes the series from Florida, obviously beats the midweek game.
I think we could take that. We'll be back and do a program next week. Thanks for joining us tonight. So long.
Howdy, toddy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.